Good, man. Good again. Somebody. Making love with someone.
Keep that on there. Yay!
Oh, baby. Oh, love and happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yo, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was all on there, man.
Ain't this a bitch?
We sorry.
Feel good. You feel good about it.
Love and happiness.
We kind of abuse our fans.
Something's going wrong.
That's how they feel when we don't
drive. We do our fans like that server did me at Chipotle. Just dirty. We'll give you a full scoop and then leave you with a tidbit here and there.
Just a little shimmy.
I think maybe they'd be looking at our physiques and wondering whether you need it or not.
You don't need that on. There's still echoing on, unless you just want to hear the echo.
Hell yeah, I want to hear
the
echo.
Feel the love and happiness.
Sounds beautiful.
3 o'clock in the morning. Well.
That's kind of fucked up to look at somebody's physique and decide you don't need this much protein.
Oh, this nigga got a pepper gut. Hell no.
Much protein. You need more protein.
Take them.
Well, shit, she definitely didn't do that to me.
I was like, white rice? No, you getting this brown. Pinto? No, black for you, nigga.
Damn, man.
I thought I got an extra smile, too, when
like
I walked
that
in
one
there.
Day. Huh?
I thought I got an extra, like friendly smile when I walked in there.
You thought you was about to get some extra.
Yeah. I swear to God. I thought she was about to hook it up.
She sprinkled the fuck out of your shit.
I was about to say, hey, Pat, I got us.
You about to come up on a meal.
She did the spoon sprinkle. She did the just a little bit.
Look, man. If you
anything worth the tip went out the window.
Mm.
Damn.
Gone.
They gave him a lot of sour cream. No, they gave him
they
sour,
liberal with the sour cream.
Sour
right
the
there.
Fuck creamed out of his shit. It was like,
what are they not liberal with? I mean, what are they liberal with at Chipotle? So they stingy with the meat.
It's the chicken and steak. Everything right. The guacamole. They even be like,
maybe
they write with the guacamole. They the master
that's,
how to.
That's
give
what
you.
My plate was. It was guacamole and sour cream.
And you got a bowl?
Extra side of
rice.
Rice and meat. And I got a bowl.
He said, can I have more chicken, please?
And you got a wrap.
No, I got a bowl.
You got a bowl, too.
I just didn't argue with the motherfuckers.
How much lettuce did they give you?
I didn't ask for lettuce.
No lettuce?
Because you get that damn sour cream
you
shit.
Had lettuce?
They just slathered the lettuce on there. So I
yeah,
stopped getting the lettuce.
They liberal with the lettuce, too, aren't they?
No.
No,
they conservative with that, too.
They
huh?
give you the serving of a salad. With your bowl.
Mm.
So I was.
It's not even a handful. It's a fingertip full, huh?
No, it's a lot of
no,
fucking
it's
lettuce.
A lot of lettuce.
A whole lot of lettuce.
So they liberal with the lettuce then?
No,
liberal,
no,
liberal means a lot.
A lot.
Yeah,
conservative
okay,
means you.
Oh, no. Then they conservative with the chicken and
yeah,
the
I'm
steak.
Flip everything back around. And yeah, they're liberal. Real liberal with the.
They're conservative.
Was that your E-40, nigga? Real liberal with them.
So they liberal with the with everything else, but they conservative with the chicken and steak.
Like she even asked, like when she put my rice on the bowl, the first thing that they put on it, they go boom, right? And she goes, "Is that good?" I'm like, "Bitch, you had a nerve to ask me if that's good. Ask me when we get around to the chicken and the steak."
Shit, that means or something to me.
Tell you, man, regulation spoons.
Yeah, fix the spoon, right?
That's what needs to happen. What you see?
Listen, you hit it. You hear it here first.
And you wasn't ready? Don't worry, man. You got us here.
I'm ready. It's just that y'all might not be ready for what I get ready for.
You would just have to tell us to move out the way.
I hope you tell us to move out the way.
Yeah, because I would charge first.
What's up, son?
So hopefully you would
say,
hey,
baby, let me grab your booty.
Slide out the way.
That's so nice.
No, he's enjoying the gymnast or something?
No,
or
you period.
Just enjoying the booty.
I prefer when it's mushy. It's
just
a squeeze, I like
just
it.
Just enjoying booty right now.
Look, this the only woman in the for the rest of my life I can touch.
And first of all, shout out to her the way she just stepped over, just like, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? That's my woman, man. That's mine.
I salute you, Tiff.
Yeah, I salute you for that, too.
You make somebody's day like that.
Yeah, you can.
Like you, just, you might skip the gym if she, you know, didn't come over and just let you grab the cheek. I'm serious. That might have killed your whole mood. Or you might have went to the gym, man, and threw up 285 or some shit.
Let me touch the cheek. All I wanted was a cheek touch.
All I wanted was.
Nah, and in front of your peoples too. Just like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No hesitation. Just, you know, whatever.
You be with a motherfucker 14 years and see.
That's what it is.
Shit just go out the door and all that shyness is gone.
That was what it was supposed to be.
That's kind of post I put the new work in.
Yeah.
It's mine. Yeah, she knows it's mine.
Yeah.
We know.
Shut up, man.
It's 14 years. We together.
You must have tried something new.
We tried something new last week, yeah.
No, but that's a good sign.
Oh, was I supposed to say that?
I was congratulating myself. The energy was felt. That's what I'm saying. That was.
We in a good space. That was right happiness, now.
Good space energy. You know what I mean?
Mary, you go ups and downs. We on the ups.
Because usually that you get around someone with that married weird energies. Like, let me touch your butt. No, for what? Bye, and you know it's like, damn man, y'all got it rough.
Based on that, man.
Oh man,
Brandon in trouble when he get home. He said this woman was looking at him like she wanted to pull the Wolverine claws out on him after she seen
like,
it.
I should call off right now. I was like, no,
I don't think you should do that.
Where you gonna go?
Hang out with you for a while?
Nah,
I don't do that. Don't do that.
It's my Saturday.
So I do the Vanessa, man.
She like instead of going to the gym tonight, let's work out here at home.
I don't do cardio. Two pumps, and I'm good.
3 minutes. That's all I'm giving you. That's all the fuck I got. I got mine. Oh. Motherfucker, get yours.
Damn, he died too soon.
Yeah.
Fuck, he died too soon.
Look, man, sometimes that don't keep you in the house when you looking forward to some shit on the weekend.
I hate to go back, but let's go back to the Chipotle and your philosophy on the spoon.
Okay.
Get that spoon in. You got a bomb ass idea.
They need regulation spoons. All y'all listening, if y'all go to Chipotle, tell them. Y'all need to regulate them spoons.
There's like no whatever serving, when you scoop, right. The spoon should be the size of what scoops out.
Yeah.
You can get nothing, no more and no less from what right. It is.
Nothing right. Off that spoon should be falling off.
So don't get no big ass motherfucking spoon and put less than half of the the what's on the spoon on the plate.
What's the point of the big ass spoon? That's a damn tease.
To make your mouth water.
And make you
wish that you had the rest of the fucking spoon full.
If you don't
that
have,
don't do nothing to piss me off.
Dude, the lady he asked me, I have more chicken, please. And she was like, sure. She then grabbed 3 to 4 more pieces of chicken on that spoon and dumped them on there.
She just said, oh, I appreciate that. Can I get some more chicken, please?
I told him, I said, the next time you want to do it, just say, because it starts off, so what would you, I'll have a bowl, white or brown rice. You say white. And they say, what beans, black or pinto? Whatever you choose it. And then when it comes to meat, before she even starts, say, I would like a full scoop of chicken and a full scoop of steak.
Why is this being rationed out? Like, what, is there,
well, they probably want you to do what? Like, an In-N-Out. If you don't say the secret word, you won't get the special.
We use the codes.
Man. The secret you have to menu. Go in there and say, I want double chicken or double extra. Meat or some shit like that.
Which double say, means a full scoop.
If you say extra, it just means a full scoop.
That's some bullshit.
Ain't it?
To me, extra is that second scoop.
I did say a little bit more. Did I say a little bit more chicken?
A little bit more chicken. And she gave you a little bit more.
She gave me a little bit more.
She gave you three pieces.
A little.
Like literally, she gave me
a little bit more of chicken.
No, not of chicken.
A little bit more.
Uh-huh. And she didn't even give him the please.
A little bit. Yeah. Sorry, man. Yeah.
4 pieces of chicken.
I was trying to get some more.
A little bit.
I wonder what's going on in her mind. Yeah. Like, is she so used to it now that it don't even faze her? Because everybody goes through that with her.
She don't give a fuck. She gives herself a full scoop.
Like the black girl, it was at the cashier. But usually when the black girl is doing your plates, when it's just like that one skit with Obama when the Key and Peele did it.
Oh, that's when why she's
he
cashier.
Shook hands with the white folks, but he hugged the black folks. Like if she was with us, she'd have been like, you don't even have to express
it. She fooled the fuck out of me, man.
That's why
she wasn't black. She was like something else.
But she gave but that's me that why the smile, black girl's on man. I saw that smile, and I was like, okay, I might get some politeness.
She's up for Employee of the Month. She smiled at you and still follow the rules.
Which one? The scoop girl?
The scooper. Scoop girl. She scooped the shit. Yeah. No, the black girl got kicked out for scoops.
Yeah, you because of the what cashier. She said.
She's like, nah, you go in here and collect this money because you're giving too many scoops.
You're giving too many scoops. You're helping too many out. Too many people walking out here satisfied.
Didn't I tell you not to fill that spoon? Now look how much more chicken we got to go out there and start cooking right now. The line is waiting because
that's probably what it is.
Yeah,
they don't want to cook no more chicken. It's probably not like they trying to save money on the chicken. They probably just lazy, don't want to go back there, chop up no more chicken breast, meat, thigh.
Oh no,
ankle,
I figured
leg.
It out. No, when they put the bucket of chicken and the bucket of steak, and it's fully full, mm-hmm. they don't have a problem giving you the full scoop. But when it's down and you start hearing the spoon start to scrape the bottom, uh-huh. and they see that they so the person is gauging the line and saying, okay, here's six people in line right now. I got to make this shit stretch.
Well, you're giving them a reason though, so.
So you either want to be the first person or the last. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, then
to help.
They should just regulate the scoop then.
They did regulate the scoop by
get rid of that big ass teasing spoon, and then just scoop as you scoop, man. Just
whatever it is,
just
what
measure it,
is. It
out. I mean, that's analytics and just have analytics that
on,
in sports, right?
Use have
analytics
that on the,
and chicken.
Screen. Our scoop is our scoop.
Yeah.
So this, like the this, scoop, like you, the you protein
get,
powder
you
scoop.
Get, you get this like, many. Yeah, you get this
it's
many
a lot
scoops
in it.
Per person.
And that's it. Shave it off. And
this boom. Many scoops per person.
See, I
so
respect
if you look
that.
In that line.
I definitely
you're
respect
like, man,
that.
Man, that's a full line. That's about 13 people. You know how many scoops you got for those 13 people.
No, you just know when to start telling people,
no,
okay,
no,
we're
just
running out of chicken.
Scoops per person. It's also going off of your logic, how that person is gauging the line, mm-hmm. and they using that big-ass spoon and stretching themselves out like shake this off.
The manager is monitoring off. All the people, and the manager has to choose which one is Jesus.
There was a little manager over there.
You feel me, by. Right?
He said something.
Yeah,
like,
you.
Hey,
you know which one is Jesus. Why am I saying Jesus?
I got you. You're talking about the one that can make the right decisions, right?
He turned he turned the water into wine, and he turned one fish, and he fed a whole village
shit.
And shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So the manager's looking. Yeah,
well, when,
he turned. He had one loaf
Moses
of bread.
Was in the damn. When that Moses?
Nah, Jesus. Jesus did it. He turned the water into wine and he made the bread stretch.
Well, who was the one in the desert with all the Jews and just split the bread and fed 13 million people with a loaf of bread?
Man, we mixing it up.
Oh damn,
we mixing it up right.
You
now.
Know what I'm talking about, right there, right?
Yeah, when, it was.
When
feed,
that Moses
feed the. Jesus fed a whole. That was Jesus' story of the feeding.
Okay, but now I got to get this right. Didn't that happen in a Moses story when they was traveling
man,
through the desert?
I don't know Moses' stuff. I'm not Jewish like
fuck
that.
Fuck with Moses like that, right? What about you? Do you know anything?
I'm rolling with Jesus.
Do you? That's in there, right? Somebody out there listening got to confirm this for me. I'm not gonna look this up.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why I looked this.
I'm not gonna look this
had,
up
and had to tell you.
No, but Jesus fed.
Okay, yeah, go back to yours. But yeah.
Fed
okay.
a gang of folks. So
with a fish.
So the
fish.
Manager is looking, and the manager's like, which one of these people is qualified to be the scooper? Because you got to make a stretch.
Which one's going Jesus is?
Or Moses it.
Right.
But Moses had to do with the staff, though. Boom. You know, Jesus just on it.
Right, yeah.
I need to go back to what made me angry earlier when we was on the sticks, because I forgot what it was, but it made me angry, and you laughed at me and shit. I said that was some fuck shit.
Oh, the daylight savings time. Well, we gonna lose an hour of sleep.
Yep.
That's it, huh?
I forgot it, and then when you said was, it wasn't funny no more all of a sudden.
You was really mad.
Why are you mad, man? That's...
Because
you don't even work on that.
We got to get up early.
It's just the fact that how angry he was at it, though. I mean, he ain't got to go to work. You do.
I do.
But he wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
It's just the fact that he wasn't ready. I was like, man, so.
He was like, ready for when he was hyped. No, that's not how you said it. He was like, no, what did you say? You said.
I was just like, hey, man.
You know it's going to happen or something. I'm like, what? What?
Time moving forward. I said it sarcastic, assholey.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Like you wanted to.
Yeah, like
no, you was like, it was, you was like daylight. Start, no, yeah. You said daylight savings time. I said, which one is that, back or forward? He was like, forward. I was like, so we lose it, yeah, lose, an like, hour? Lose an hour? He was like, yep. I was like,
and it got quiet. Like, it just, I wasn't expecting that. And then he was like, man, that's that fuck shit.
Damn.
That just made me laugh. That phrase coming out of him made me laugh, man.
I wasn't ready.
Over daylight savings time, it was real.
I need my sleep, my nigga.
I mean, that was Christ, man.
It was really real. If we blowing your ears out, sorry, I didn't check the thing.
It was Christ. It was Jesus.
Jesus. Moses didn't do nothing with no bread in the.
No, he just parted the sea, bro.
Somebody did some shit with some bread in the desert, yeah, man.
It was Jesus.
Jesus.
Who did Jesus lead across the desert?
Five loaves.
No,
of bread.
He didn't lead nobody across. That was Moses who led the people across the.
All
desert.
All right. Well, when they was hungry and shit and praying to God for some food, there was some bread that was tossed out, right?
Nah, man, didn't no bread come from the sky.
Some bread happened, man. It was a loaf of bread that was ripped off.
Jesus did the bread and fish and some.
Yeah, it was four or five loaves of bread and two fish.
Now I gotta look this up, man.
He the same phone. Yeah. He did it already.
Five loaves and two small fish.
Trust his
five loaves of bread and two small fish fed a city.
But what's the difference?
What should I type in? What would I type in? Jews eat bread in the desert. What would I type in?
Jews eating bread in the desert.
What would I type in?
Just dry as fuck. Fuck this bread, man. I need some rain.
Moses feet.
Hey, I want some dry ass bread, man. I wish it would rain. Nice like this.
That raindrops. Yes, he got one too. I thought mine was the hit.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
with raindrops would fall. I don't know what to type in. I typed in. It was called manna.
Energy.
That's earth.
Energy. It's that. It's the bread of life.
Some manna. The manna. Fuck is manna? That sounds like some shit. That
manna is DNA. Manna is just like on the video games. Manna, when it, and they,
that's what you
get
use
the
for,
manna
that's
and
what you use for spells.
Manna is not for spells. Manna
it
is
in RPGs.
Manna is food in RPGs.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
manna,
it is.
Manna is spells.
Oh, manna is not spells.
Manna
is
that,
of consumption.
Manna is
you
that
consume
shit.
It, and now your
no,
your
manna
energy
is that shit
there.
When your manna's low, you suck up an elixir and it fills your manna back up, and then you cast another spell.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Manna is food.
Nah, man.
It's a form of food.
You don't even play RPGs, man.
I do. I know what manna is.
What RPGs?
Because I know what
play?
Manna is.
Nah.
Man, have some manners.
Manna in real life.
You need to get some manners. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Manna in real life. But manna in video games, that's
it's
some
food.
Shit.
Your energy get replenished when you get the manna.
Man, that spells. Something about the Bible, Quran. Hold on, man. Hold on. We're going to do this. So, some manna. So, Moses threw out some manna, like bird seed.
Black
shit.
Seed oil.
It was black seed oil he threw out there.
Yeah. That's the new thing. Everybody on it.
All right, man. So it was Jesus with fishes and bread and shit. I'll rock with y'all.
Two fish.
Okay.
Two fishes.
Two. No, nigga. Two fish.
Fishes.
Not fishes.
It's not fishes.
It's two fish.
We're not saying fishes.
I love the fishes because they're so delicious.
Definitely can't say fishes, man.
Can't say fishes. At what age can you not say words the wrong way?
No, you can say that shit. When you black, you get a pass for everything.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
No,
nah.
You don't.
They just expect us to say dumb shit.
Because you'll be on Twitter. Just
how many people you get passed to say in the world?
Getting rich.
Like, huh?
How about that?
Rich.
Fuck. Her getting rich.
Hit a lick.
She hit a lick.
She hit a lick.
We've been doing this conversation about people who are in the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
Now, some people may not know what that means, hit a lick.
It means you hit a...
Like you came up on some money.
You hit a score.
With very,
you done came up and got your name up.
Yeah.
When it's bling they bring up, you are who they bring up.
It started with robbing a liquor store. When you hit a lick. And you were successful.
Can you put that banana down?
Does the banana?
I just looked and I was like, you just gripping that banana. Are you going to eat
the
banana?
I'm not gripping the... Motherfucker, I'm just holding it.
Are you
making
eat the
it
banana?
Seem like...
You just gonna hold on to it.
Man, can I hold the banana?
All right, if you're comfortable with the banana. It just,
I mean, as long as he ain't stroking the...
I wasn't stroking the banana.
I wasn't thumbing it, you know, the tip.
Yeah, you were kind of.
No, I just looked over and you were just gripping that banana. Just,
all that from grabbing some booty cheek, huh?
obviously, I'm not gay. You saw me when I grabbed.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you, man.
I asked Jeff today. I was like, man, is it gay to say I miss you?
Nah. Why would it be gay to say you miss
me? He was like, if you have to ask me, you might have to check.
You might have to reevaluate your life.
He was like, if you miss me, just say you miss me. I was like, I don't miss you. I was just saying a friend you asked me that question.
You said it to me, though, but you didn't ask. So maybe he might have a point.
I fixed it. I said I don't miss you. A friend asked me that question, so I was
okay.
He switched it up real long.
Yeah, he did.
Bullshit and lies is just flowing.
Yeah, man.
He knew what I meant.
You missed him.
I missed that nigga.
You gotta have him on the show one day, man. I know you had him on yours. You gotta have him on the other one.
Love and happiness.
Something make it do right.
You know, he got a spot. I'm always willing to give up my spot. Step into producer.
You're just quick
role.
To saying fuck y'all.
No. I don't mean like replace me.
No, you just, yeah, you trying to get replaced. He goes sit in the background hitting the lick.
Oh, shit.
Get rich off our shenanigans.
Trying to Michael Bivens this shit.
I'm fine with that.
You didn't read the fine print. You didn't read the fine
cool.
print.
He's like, hey, look, man, you going to split it.
Man, you should have went to Disney. If I bond that strong, you should have went to Disney.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, one of y'all get the chance to break away. Just break away, but make sure you know.
Hey, man,
come holler at your boy later.
I was thinking that on the ride here. I'm like, man, I have a lot of people set up, man.
If we were New Edition, if we were New Edition, which characters would we be?
I definitely wouldn't be be Ronnie.
You got to have somebody else tell you who you would be in there. So Brandon, who would Jerome be in New Edition?
I have to watch the story.
Nigga, without watching the story, you know who they are.
Edition. Yeah, but they changed from boys to men. You see what I did?
Wow. My nigga.
Thank you.
Mm. I want to give you Ricky for some reason.
Ricky?
Yeah.
I'll take Ricky.
I'm going to give you Ricky.
Wait a minute. That nigga had a drug problem, too.
None of us got drug problems.
Okay, so scratch the drug. No, we can't scratch the drug problems because Bobby.
But none of us got
Bobby,
drug problems.
Yeah, but you can maybe, use maybe, Bobby's characteristics,
maybe
though.
Maybe we can say who is more likely to have a drug problem. Like who of us is more likely? Who was more susceptible to have a drug problem?
You of us?
It'll probably be this guy.
You? Why?
I don't know.
Because you see the way he thinks about steroids? Well, steroids ain't illegal to say it. I said thinks about it. I didn't say uses it.
It's illegal to what?
I've thought about it.
Buy it?
I've thought about it, but I won't use it. in performance, I guess in sports and stuff. And I don't think you can buy it here. You got to go.
Yeah, you can't buy it here.
But if you ship it overseas, you're good. You done came up. It lit.
Stallone got in trouble for shipping this shit to Australia, didn't he?
Something like that.
Oh shit! So you can't even ship it.
All right. So you the one who came up. So pick your New Edition members. Who's who? Who's Brandon?
I don't have to be the one that
Johnny because of the
Brandon
voice.
Brandon is Johnny
because of the voice.
Because of the voice, you know, he make us men and shit.
And
when he started talking.
And he was the last one to come in.
Mike is Bev.
The businessman.
Hey man, can't sing. I guess you gotta be Bobby.
Why
because
am I Bobby?
Because you brought us together, nigga. You is the meat, and then you gonna go solo and make more than the rest of us and shit.
No,
that nigga gone.
That's terrible. Wait, I gotta be okay. You
I mean, look, that was the key point right there. Shit. Brought us together. You can't go nowhere after that.
But be cruel.
Oh damn! So if you called him Biv, I just got done saying earlier that Mike Biv and the ones who started it.
We ain't got no Ralph in this motherfucker, I guess, huh? Could have went solo, made his own shit, had an offer.
You would be Ralph then.
And then fucked off the.
Well, then I have to tell you that you would be Ralph then.
I know it's been hard since he went away.
Somebody
I don't
who
carry
could,
us.
Somebody who could go solo
and not make it.
Damn, that went.
He had the potential. Oh, have the potential dude. and just plummet. He had the bitches though.
He had it. He went platinum.
He had the bat necks.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
They still love that nigga.
I can't believe he made that song, man.
Which one? Sensitivity,
man. When I go back and listen to it, I'm just like, man.
Remember they used to wear them suits with them big ass shoulder pads in them?
Yeah.
And they were skinny as fuck, so they were thin.
Just moving.
Arsenio in them.
Yep.
I keep remembering the Goofy movie suits. When I see that suit.
Yeah.
Eye to eye.
You didn't watch Goofy movie, did you?
Oh, man.
He was probably too old for that then. Like, in your 20s, probably?
Probably.
20s or teens, one of those, yeah. That damn suit. You pull it up.
What kind of suit was that?
Oh, it was a
why'd I look at
you? Yeah, y'all lost me. Y'all on this shit.
It was some kind of futuristic.
The real suit. The real life suit.
Brother, I'd never seen the movie.
Those are shoulder pads, man.
No.
Those are suits with shoulder pads in it, I think.
Yeah, they all had shoulder pads. That's how those
my
was
mom
the style.
My mom used to wear shoulder pads.
Anita Baker in them.
Oh, my mom?
It was the era.
Yeah, it was zone where shoulder pads was the thing.
Yeah, my mom used to wear them shoulder pads.
It was the early 90s, man. It was a transition between that and then all of a sudden, like, the Rex and Effects and them took over, and then everything got nasty.
Tevin Campbell was Powerline, huh? Sorry, that's more just Goofy movie. Tevin Campbell was the voice of, he was the one that was singing in that movie. Tevin Campbell. Fun fact, never knew that. Sorry. I'm gonna pull this up for you. So you can
is
see
that what they look like now? There it is. I'm square off shoulders.
Yeah.
You gotta see Arsenio in a suit or Bobby Brown in the Dirt Don't Be Cruel album cover.
Oh, this one right here.
Look at Grace Jones. God damn, boy.
She's definitely not wearing those damn suits. Y'all know what
remember
I'm talking about.
Remember her and Conan, nigga?
Yeah.
They was on them camels, and the girl was like, how do you tell a man you're interested?
I can't say pussy.
You grab him, and you take him.
You what?
You grab him, and
wrong
take him.
Shout out
don't
to
she look like she'll grab you and take you?
Pussy.
Oh, you took boomerang.
Yeah.
After bells.
Yeah, that can get a little aggressive right there. It's like, damn.
That bitch had a baby and grabbed it out of her and lifted it up and kissed it. And it was some cologne.
What was the name of the cologne?
I can't.
Afterbirth.
Oh, my God.
After bath.
Like, just wide shoulders. Like, he got pads in that bitch.
That was the era.
You had to dance like that, too.
I think I watched that movie like 400 times.
Girl, the only thing that matters in my life.
Yes, yeah, so
you do.
Sorry.
Went solo and made a hit.
I ain't went solo, man.
We know it's coming. We all right.
Going solo,
we ready. We got Mike, the businessman.
You going to Bell Biv DeVoe that shit, huh? Why don't y'all three make a good
girl, I must. We ready, nigga. Fuck you. When you leave.
Yeah, so you Ralph, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
You got me saying
they got the potential, man.
Who's still relevant right now?
Out of all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Bell Biv?
The cast?
Johnny? Oh, the cast. The people who played them.
Hey, look. Are you cool? Say we all did we doing this show, right? And then we get a bio of us. You know what? Fuck that. Look.
Who do you want to play you?
No, fuck that. Is it Am I the only one who's weirded out that the cast is touring as New Edition while New Edition is still alive?
I'd rather that, because then I can see the shit and critique it.
But shouldn't
I don't want to be dead and have some roses.
No, no,
wait a minute. They're touring?
The cast, the people who played New Edition are touring as New Edition.
Am I still getting a check?
While New Edition is still alive.
Am I still getting a check?
Shouldn't New Edition tour as New Edition?
Am I still getting a check?
But the niggas that's playing them as New Edition actually like one another and can stay together. And have enough business sense to keep it rolling.
All right.
Now, the real New Edition, every 17 seconds, somebody breaking up with the group. They can't keep all five niggas together at one time.
How are they touring? Are they like...
They touring like a regular group doing New Edition songs. Like cool it singing? Now.
My brother.
Yeah.
That's you now. And that's you later, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Look at Bobby.
Oh, that's so weird.
Look at Bobby.
He has to look different now that he's in that group you said.
Oh,
that can't be him now.
Girl. Shit. No, that right here, that nigga's, girl. Right there, that nigga's, bitch.
Oh.
Come here, bitch. Come here, girl.
He almost looks like Cedric the Entertainer.
You do.
This nigga, you said they making a comeback?
More out of I didn't say they're making a comeback.
You said him and Johnny and Ralph was a group now?
Yeah, they got a group together.
What that shit called?
I don't know. You got to look it up.
Why would Johnny doing stuff like that?
Johnny's the only one that can sing.
Johnny not doing nothing either, but yeah.
But Johnny's voice is still probably pure. Yeah. Like,
it is.
There's certain people who could be 80 and still sing, like Charlie Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this nigga's 103 years old and sounds just like he did when he was in the Gap Band.
Shit, it's crazy.
From beginning to now, he sounds exactly the same. Who does that?
Hey, name me another group besides New Edition that's like so much success came out of it like separately. So what I mean by it, Ralph went platinum.
Mm-hmm. NSYNC.
Johnny went platinum. No,
no.
Ralph went platinum. Johnny went platinum. Bell Biv DeVoe went platinum. Mm-hmm. All of them went multiple platinum. Johnny with LeVert,
LSG
LSG Michael Bivins with the Biv 10 found in Boys to Men
made him rich.
Yeah, it made him rich, the first album, and rich. then he had another one. I forgot who they were though, but they were
another bad creation. ABC,
there you go.
And Boys to Men, ABC, BBD.
And then Bobby Brown. Yeah, and then Bobby Brown. All of them went multiple. I mean, that damn album went diamond.
So what you're asking is name another group who, when they broke up, they split into pieces and still, they was like Voldron?
Yeah, basically.
No other.
Nah,
no other.
I can't think of anything.
Because Jodeci, when they split, JoJo and Casey
and JoJo,
which was
it.
Jodeci already, because the other two niggas didn't do nothing anyway.
Yo, that's nah. Devontae did a production, right?
Yeah, he made music.
So what about the
Mr.
other
Dalvin
dude?
Hit a lick.
He hit a lick. So Dalvin's in the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
All right.
God. Him and John Sally, Andrew Bynum, Jamarcus Russell.
Could everybody in NSYNC sing? I don't think everybody in NSYNC.
Oh no,
sing.
No. JC Chazay could blow. No, every last one of them could sing. They could all really sing.
I think that was one.
He's like, why do you know his name?
No, I know two. Justin Timberlake and Lance.
Lance Bass.
That's all I know.
Was Nick Lachey in there?
No, that was in
Backstreet Boys.
No, that was 90 degrees.
98.
98 degrees? 98. How many degrees was the motherfuckers?
At least 98 of them bitches.
Lower Fahrenheit.
That doesn't bite anything.
98 degrees? That shit's hot.
That is.
98. That's Nick Lachey.
Oh, shit.
Damn, I couldn't even thought of that name.
What happened to Menudo? That was the Mexican.
What, you talking about the soup with stomach?
Nah, nigga, Menudo. You don't know? There was three groups that came out at the same time produced by the same nigga.
That's probably 90s that I don't know about.
It was.
Is it the 90s?
It was a New Edition. Kids on the Block and Menudo.
They probably didn't matter.
And what's the Ricky Martin was the little nigga in Menudo.
Was he?
Look up Menudo. It's them.
Loca, huh?
They was in Mexico fucking shit up.
Damn, just killing. Nobody cared about them.
Shit.
It was only the kids on the block.
We didn't care about them because we didn't know what Baba de Baba de Keta, but Keta.
Say it again.
I could never say that shit again.
Baba de Nota Keta, Keta.
Beedy, beedy, bum, bum. They were singing their ass off. Menudo, the group.
So, yeah, that's it then. Ain't nobody else. Somebody out there right now probably yelling the group out like, what?
I know.
What about the blah, blah? No, not them either.
Because the basis of it is when they split, everybody was still successful.
Yeah, everybody did something to where it was, you know.
Nobody's ever done that.
There was some platinumness attached to it.
He done found them.
Talking about multiple platinumness.
Damn, what's wrong with the phone, man? Hurry it up.
Sorry, man. Where's Ricky Martin?
The baby, the littlest one.
Oh, it is. Man.
Is it? Let me see.
Is it? I know my shit.
Which one?
Top left.
That is fucking Ricky Martin. That nigga look the same, but.
That nigga look like a Mexican. On that nigga, he look like a Mexican Daniel LaRusso. Look at it again. Watch when you turn it around.
This nigga do like a Mexican Daniel LaRusso.
Carlos San.
Oh, yeah. You stupid.
Wax on, wax off. Nah, nigga, keep on waxing, baby. That's your job. From now on, we can wax these cars.
Call this dude, give him some, see if he wants some shine.
Hello.
See if he wants some shine, man.
We got a caller on the phone. Caller.
You also need to get a charger.
What's your name? Where you from?
About to die.
12%.
We about to cut this short. This show real short.
Where's your charger at?
Yeah, somewhere.
Girl, only thing that matters in my life. That was a chance to try to get Mike on the show for y'all.
Sorry, call it.
Maybe that nigga's Bobby Brown.
Told you.
Can't never get a hold of this nigga.
Went solo. Gonna hit him up. Hey, where you at, man?
He didn't answer because he's doing his own show right now. I'm making twice as much.
Mike's in charge.
Without you niggas.
Mike's in charge.
Got his own studio set up.
Mike and the Irrelevance.
Yo. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Mike.
That's it, man. Nobody else?
What about us? Y'all niggas get on stage.
They told them to do, man. That's pretty much what you had to tell those kids to do.
Who?
The New Edition kids. Just get on stage.
Ralph Tresvant was New Edition.
And they just kept along with it. It's crazy.
What was your question you asked me about loyalty?
Mm-hmm. Is it too much?
Can you have too much loyalty? How much loyalty do you have to have when Disney walks up to you and says, here's a $6 million deal right now, right here, sign it?
Well, see...
when you wasn't making but $500,000, and you had to split $500,000 amongst each other.
If we go off of then, right?
Fuck it, let's go off of now.
Well, are we successful and we've already made it together, or are we?
We bring in
the bottom.
We bring in together $2 million a year. Our show does $2 million a year, and then NBC offers you an $18 million contract to go and do your own thing.
Do I have the option to?
No, nigga. Both shows? You just is take it or leave it.
I don't have the option to do both shows.
Take it or leave it. You're with us, and you drop these bombs.
Wait a minute, because we can still do the show, and then you can
take. Well, that. I'll go with his hypothetical of like you.
Can so the show is canceled. This show would be canceled.
This show wouldn't be canceled. Just you would be gone.
Yeah,
we're on our own little network. We're on an indie network, but we're doing very well for the indie network, making grossing $2 million a year.
Yeah, but he gets that offer,
and he gets the offer to go to NBC on his own to make $18 million a year.
Why are you looking at me?
This is to answer the question.
This is all of our questions.
No, it's your question.
I go first.
Yes.
All right. Any parameters behind this?
It's a take it or leave it deal.
What,
you have 24 hours to answer the question, or it's
do
done.
I own anything?
Do you own what?
Am I allowed to bring guests on the show? am I allowed to promote?
It's your show. You can bring show. Whoever
so
you want.
So it's my show.
Yeah. So NBC is giving you him his own show.
Yeah. They're giving me my own show, $18 million, but our show is bringing in $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of splitting $2 million four ways, I'm just splitting $18 million one way.
Ain't no split, my brother. It's yours.
No, 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 no. What I'm saying, the $2 million show. We'll be doing $2 million.
When you go to NBC, you get a bonus check, of $33 million upfront money, and then you get $18 million a year.
And it's my show; I can do what I want.
And it's your show; you can bring on. It ain't meaning that we get paid when we come to your show. We're guests, but your show pays you $18 million every year.
Oh well, then I found a loophole. Well, then I go do my own show, and then I bring you guys with me.
You can't.
At $18 million, we was only getting two before. That's easier to. I can split that up again.
Brother, they told you to drop us. You must disband yourselves from us
and do your and do your. And
if that happens, does the show he's been that he's leaving from
he
or
would,
if
he would,
leaves
basically
from.
He takes over.
We're on a contract. We're okay. On a contract with our network, and
so
we can
still
continue.
But my contract,
so we still get.
We still all right.
I'm good. Look, man, I just want to survive.
So then the $2 million gets split only three ways instead of four ways.
Okay, a well, year. I take the $18 million.
I mean,
hey, do you kick us down some money off your bonus check?
This is what I
off
do.
Off your bonus signing.
Yeah.
Look, man. I'm,
no, no, no.
I'm
this
good.
Is what
look
I do.
Look at me in my eyes
this
and tell
is,
me we
what,
you
this,
know.
This is what I do.
I'm good. Just fly me
hold
out.
Hold on. Hold on. What's the bonus? $18 million is what I signed for, right?
$33 million bonus check.
$33 million bonus.
That's a big ass bonus.
This is your signing bonus. When you sign on the dotted line, it comes with $33 million upfront money, yours.
Okay, well, I take the job. I take the job.
Yeah.
Since it's my show.
It's your show.
I promote your show every chance I get on a bigger network.
NBC or any other network.
So it's
never promotes other networks.
If it's my show and I don't have to promote the network. I could promote the show.
You cannot promote anything that is not on NBC, brother.
So that's another parameter. You
that's in their contract.
So you're throwing a parameter.
They did that.
You don't think I can that finesse? Comes, you don't think I can finesse my way?
Nigga, you
that?
Getting finessed if they give you 18 mil?
Not if I say.
So you void the contract if you say anything.
Am I allowed to have you on the show?
You could, yeah, we can get on the show, and I can promote my show.
Okay, well then, cool. I found another way around it, so I can have you guys on the show. You guys promote your show at that $33 million. The bonus, I kick you some of the bonus.
What's some of the bonus?
At a $33 million.
How much you love us?
Find a way.
How much do you love us?
I mean, I'm getting a bulk of the $33 million. But it's enough to where you cool.
Look, man, we already cool, man.
You're
still getting now you're splitting the $2 million three ways instead of four, right?
My car's
right.
Paid off.
Yeah, I break y'all some of the $33 million.
That's all I need. My car paid off, house, you know, bills taken care of for a year.
I would expect y'all to do if y'all did the same thing. But yeah, I'll cut you some of the $33 million. Plus, you guys are getting more money. Plus, I bring you on the show to promote the show. Since I physically can't promote your show.
You said I would expect y'all to do the same.
Similar. Not probably to the extent
it goes
that I
without,
would do it.
It goes to without a question that I'm going to kick y'all down if I leave.
Yeah, not to the...
I obviously gotta ask my wife.
I was wondering where he was going with that.
Babe, how much do I give them?
I was like, wait.
I was like, what's about to be said? Where's this cliffhanger going?
When you said kick down, I stopped in the middle of my sentence. Kick us down what? Some bonus? Or are you talking about just get the fuck out of it? Hey, man, you offer the same deal. What you doing?
Kick us down some of that scooper.
Yeah, some of that scooping.
I'm coming directly to y'all.
Going Chipotle at 33 million.
All right, brothers, we got to talk. NBC just offered me a contract.
For how much?
$18 million a year with a $33 million signing bonus
take
to start.
Take the
job. Take it?
That's what you get from me. Brandon. So you go to Brandon with the same thing. So you came to us individually, right? So I just gave you mine. Take the job. What you say?
What'd I say? Guys, I got a job.
No. He's
I'm coming to you guys telling you this.
Oh, you're coming to me? Mm-hmm. Telling
you that NBC just kicked me down.
You better go get that money.
Yeah. What do you think Mike would say?
Mike would probably be like, hey, anyway, can I get
you
in on that? I need some severance pay.
Y'all not gonna sue me because
Mike might sue you.
Because I left in the middle of my contract Mike with y'all.
He might take all your shit out of you. Yeah. He might take all your shit.
Yeah. Mike could be the first one to be like, cool, man. Three ways.
Wow.
I need you to sign this other contract over here.
I'm like,
yeah,
but
so basically all of us.
But you kicked me off the Xbox, man. But you want some of my money now.
You're gonna lose that battle.
So what you do? Do you come to us separately or do you tell us all at the same time?
It depends on how I catch on the headsets.
He gonna tell us via PlayStation Network.
Oh, that's
hey, since y'all all here right now, check this out. He log off real quick after he see this.
Hello? Bird has left the party. That nigga left the party and the show. Damn.
Oh, man. What's the percentage on the life on this battery?
8.
We gonna milk it till it go dry, huh?
Go get your charger.
Okay. If I get up, man, I might make a pit stop to the bathroom. I told you I got the bubblies.
Go ahead, get your charger.
I don't want to do that.
What do you mean you want to do that? Look, man, grab your ankles and go take a shit.
We can cut the show short.
Can one of y'all like get
the
charger?
I tell you what, I'll wait till it says
2.
You know what? It might not do that. It might go 5.
5. Didn't I tell you? I told you at 10.
Where's your charger at? I'll get it.
It's right there. Like, when you turn the light on, go straight ahead to the pops and down where all the controllers, those Wii controllers are. Yeah, man. I had them. Man, hey.
It's a nice setup.
Go get the money, Brandon. Go get that money.
Oh,
I'm
going to go get the money.
Oh,
I'm going to go get the money.
You going to be gracious enough to tell us?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I might have a little fun before I take it. I don't know why. Just live it up. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just turn on that. Dun, 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 dun.
Why you got this music on right now, Brandon?
Never was a cloudy day.
Celebrating, that's what he
do
doing.
You remember the 21st night in September?
Yeah, so I take the money, but I still bring you guys on the show. On
I think
show.
It would be ignorant for any of us not
so
to
what
come,
do you,
make
what
it
do
come
you,
up.
What do you fully do then?
Hmm?
You took the money, you went to the show, but what do you do once you get to the show? Same parameters. You can't shout the show out.
Then I just can't. I can't shout the show out. I just can't do it. I mean, but with that bonus money, I'm gonna probably split the bonus money 4 ways.
I would, instead of rather having the bonus money, I would say just have us on the show.
You wouldn't take the $33 million split 4 ways.
If you did it of your own accord, cool. But
yeah.
What I would say to you, I was like, hey, man. Yeah. But what I would
hey,
say
man,
to
I ain't
you,
saying no, but
I don't know
what I would say to you,
and I have no idea what NBC is gonna allow me to do.
Because no, we're setting
what
the parameters.
But if they allow me to, of course you'd be on the show.
This is a hypothetical. So
if NBC allows me to let you on the show, it's not without a question, you're gonna be on the show every chance you can get.
How come with me it was you can have us on the show. When it's his time, it's like, if NBC allows me to have you.
Because
on
I'm
show.
Thinking how a network would be. Like, you don't see NBC promoting ABC or
nah,
CBS.
Man,
or Deportes.
It's all fabricated, man.
but if it becomes real, yeah. Because some shit like that could become real, they'd be like, hey, Pat, you better without these niggas. I'm like, for real? What do I tell them? You have to tell them nothing.
You gotta tell them shit, man.
They'll figure it out. This is on NBC.
Boom, boom, boom. But that's a TV show. So we're talking about NBC bought you as like a radio personality.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You would be able to talk still. You'd be able to say, hey, man, shout out to
man,
the
everything
there.
Is censored. The bigger your money, the bigger your money is, the more censored there
because
is.
Because think about it. If they're giving you 18 million, we're only making 2 as this indie channel. We're not no threat to NBC. This is all hypothetical, of course, but we wouldn't be no threat. You know what I mean?
New Edition got bigger when they split.
YouTube is a threat to everything out there.
Yeah, YouTube is a threat to everything.
Google and YouTube is cleaning up.
Doesn't Google own YouTube?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Wow.
Wait.
No. Navajo,
you know.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Sure. I think they do own it.
Is that what we call it now?
Navajo Rose, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, look, man, you got your own. Shout out to you for this saying, man. Navajo Rugs.
Some bullshit.
You started it because you was like, no, that wasn't Navajo Rugs. Wait, did I just Navajo Rugs that? Like, we got it from you.
Do the people even know what that means?
If they listen.
We got a catalog, people, man. It's called The Irrelevant Show.
Yeah, just go back and listen.
what can they catch us on? Just make sure you throw that plug out there.
Yeah, not NBC.
Not Deportes.
I still got to switch.
Hey, look, here's the Viagra commercial, right? And they always put a woman in a blue dress.
She come out red and red afterwards.
She always be barefoot in every last one of them. Guarantee you she ain't got no heels on.
Smiling like that.
You know why she's smiling, right?
Because she knows what's going to happen afterward. She just slipped in the pill in her hand. They got them always laying on the bed like that at the end. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, women don't slip dudes Viagra pills.
Why they don't?
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
I don't think women slip dudes Viagra pills.
She knows you better than you know you. And she knows how long it takes for that thing to take action.
So, like, at dinner, women is sliding blue pills across the table?
Man, I think
if it's
more,
dinner.
I think it's more men taking it on their own accord, man.
I think if that commercial was real life, the dude stepped away, went to the bathroom for a quick, and popped a pill real quick, and came back.
What if
he
popped
up
the
and
pill?
Finished his
what
meal
if you
to pop, get
home? What if you popped the pill and shit don't go down because she wasn't having it? She said she had a headache that day.
And you better get some lotion. I need to figure this out, man. Get the cheating.
No, I need to know. is this going? Is it going down? Yeah. Okay, I'm popping this pill.
Okay, well, she says, yeah, I still get the headache.
But don't you think that's, like, even dope? Like, it's extra erotic if she slides you the pill. She like, you at dinner and she slides you the pill. You're like, what is? Oh, so what's going on?
Now, let me
pop that shit with
pill.
Your champagne.
Let me take my pill.
Let you
pop,
take your
let,
pill?
Let me pop my
Why
pill.
You gotta be so damn
controlling?
Yeah, you know?
Controlling?
Yeah.
What
Tell
about
me when I'll pop
you ever let her? So you probably put your own condoms on. You don't let her put the condom on for you.
Actually, yeah, I do put my own condoms on.
See, it's, have her put the condom on for you.
Nah.
Watch what happens. You get two more extra inches. I guarantee you.
You get two more extra inches.
Inches, motherfucker. Inches.
Nah, I'm a lady too goofy for that. I'm good.
Oh, she be playing around.
Put my playing around. On.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got time for that. I'm serious all the time, 24/7, 365, sometimes 366. Calendar ain't real.
Is it?
Is what?
Calendar real? Look, man, ever since I found out the size of Africa ain't real, I felt the way about the way.
I got a feeling you're about to tell me the world is flat.
Like I said, if the world is flat, that means when you stand on the moon, it looks like one of those maps in geography class.
It like one of them.
You
imagination,
know how weird that would look.
Like on a never-ending story, how the castle was just
yeah
on some foundation and it just was there, and everything else was just cliff.
Yeah, so that means if you was in space and it looked like that geography map, if you flew to the other side, it would be just a blank sheet of nothing.
It'd
just
but
be
vibrant,
blank.
Though. It'd be just vibrant.
What if nothing it was flat, but on the other end, it was a whole new version
a whole
of
new
people.
World, a parallel universe?
Not even a parallel universe. They knew because they then dug and explored and found out it was paradise on yeah. the other side.
Decide not to come back.
Decide I'm staying on this side.
No, but they know.
That's Trump cool them, concept, though.
Trump and them know already. That's why they're not giving a fuck with these rules and regulations there. Because like, we out of here anyway.
They can just slip to the other side, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting if the other side was just another world.
Yep. They done found a Ra's al Ghul pool and everything. Everybody get younger than motherfucker.
People eat manna to replenish their yep. spell casting. Oh,
Jesus was from there. That's why he could take two
why
fish.
That's why we can't find Eden because it's on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
We got you. I'm with it. Zeus is over there. Everybody's over there just kicking.
Zeus chilling.
Tupac over there?
Hey, man,
nah,
so explain.
He ain't over there.
Explain to me. I ain't got to explain nothing to you, man.
Before you do that, can the guy who's playing Tupac in the Tupac one, can he tour as Tupac? Is that acceptable?
I mean, why not?
It depends who owns the rights to Tupac.
If New Edition,
you couldn't
if
check?
The cast of New Edition is traveling as New Edition, who's still alive, can the fake Tupac tour as the dead Tupac?
But you do know they're not touring and singing, right? They're just doing a tour.
That's even worse.
They're just touring.
They're touring, getting money
yeah.
to a CD.
Damn.
No, no, dude, they're not singing.
Not
they're
two
not,
CDs.
Not only are they not singing, but they're not
dancing.
No, they're going on shows, touring around.
No.
They got a tour?
They're doing shows.
A physical show?
Yes,
New Edition
that's
tour?
That's what I'm saying, yes. They're practicing and dancing.
Oh, my wow. God. Oh, my God.
That can't be right.
No.
That's what I read.
Right. Where you read that at?
Somewhere on the internet.
Why you put an S on internet?
I don't know.
Internet. Somewhere on the internet. There's more of them, right?
Man. Look, man. You know how you get on the internet? You do these journeys.
one link lead
one
you
link
to something
lead to
else.
A link and go to a link to another link.
Next thing you know,
it's porn.
Mariah's stunt double is performing at Madison Square Garden.
Is that acceptable?
Hell yeah. Now it is. Because nobody want to hear Mariah's voice.
So, like the fake Michael Jackson's touring while the real
I would
Michael
go
Jackson
see that
because
I didn't get to see the real one.
Was no, but they've been doing this since the real Michael Jackson was here. So I guess that's acceptable. What's wrong with you? What
somebody
you feel?
Ding me. Oh, that's my sister.
What you looking at, Brandon? I'm
trying to find this New Edition.
He get the facts when you be starting to fuck with us.
That's usually you.
No, it's not. I only did it one time.
No, that's usually you.
I do not be fabricating all the damn time.
I didn't say you fabricate, but you throw...
Illusions?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You'll throw an opinion out there with no fact behind it.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Well, that's an illusion.
This is the Irrelevant Show.
I mean, you do it off the show, too. Yeah. I'm like, Pat,
should be sounding good, though.
You do. But I'd be like, Pat, where'd you get that from?
I start getting mad at y'all when y'all don't be respecting my false opinions. Like, when people have to look it up, it's like, where's the friendship at? Just go with that shit.
No.
It was good shit.
It was good, but I can't just go with it.
Why not?
That's my personality.
If I say don't tell nobody, that means you can't go out there and spread lies.
Well, that's different. You say don't tell nobody. What are you doing, man?
Oh, that's when they was on
Breakfast.
Not the Breakfast Club. Sway in the morning. Five Fingers of Death.
Oh, they did that?
They didn't do Five Fingers, but they all sang and stuff, except for the dude who played Bobby, because he really can't sing.
The dude who played Michael Bivins sounded just like Michael fucking Bivins, man.
Baby, that dude is on what show?
Empire.
Hockey. They call him Hakeem. They refuse to call him Michael Bivins.
I call him Michael Bivins.
He's Michael Bivins. Like, well, he played the hell out of Michael Bivins.
Just like him.
I was like, damn, even the kid, they done found children who sound like these niggas. What kind of depths did they have to go through to do that?
You know how many kids they had to turn down?
One of those kids was the one from Stranger Things. You ever watch that?
Nah.
You watch Stranger Things on Netflix?
Yeah, but which one of them kids was from?
The kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. The one who played.
I was getting ready to say the black kid, but I mean,
yeah.
Not the one who played Bobby, because the one who played Bobby was ugly as fuck.
The one
who
played Ralph, right?
Okay, you remember when.
No, not the Ralph one.
You remember when he walked over there to Ricky, and he was singing to that girl, and he tried to steal his
Ricky
girl?
Ricky Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ricky Bell. That's
the one who
went
in there and tried to steal his girl.
That's the dude from Stranger Things.
Yeah, that one right there.
Remember he had Ralph Dresbach? They showed him he was in a kung fu suit doing karate and shit.
Yeah.
That was so cool to me because me and one of my best friends.
Y'all really did that.
We dressed
kids,
up in
huh?
kung fu suits and shit.
Full gi. Speaking of full gi.
We used to make swords and ninja stars and nunchucks. We used to get a broom, snap the broom, saw it, get a chain and some nails or screws and screw them into each side and make nunchucks and shit.
Sound like y'all was about to do some backyard wrestling. Good God.
We made spears. We made blow darts. Remember
blow darts.
I used to get bamboo trees and make those darts with.
Remember the hangers with the white piece at the bottom? The thick white piece? Yeah. We would get those, make sure it wasn't folded. It was perfect. Then you fold it in half perfectly to get you a blow dart. And then you get a feather duster and tape the feather onto the needle. And it was sticking the wall. Damn. And I was like, man, I want to hit somebody with this in real life.
Should have came to Alabama, man. We get bamboo stalks, chop that. And then there's the...
They got bamboo in Alabama?
Yeah, we got bamboo stalks over there.
Like,
you got to go in the woods and get them, man.
Sugar cane, huh?
Nah, yeah.
Sugar cane was good. My grandfather brought some. Tried to cook it in... Try to go, give me the bag.